I don't know what exactly it takes to classify as a botanical garden. And I don't know the before the Queen Creek was built when the last one was added to the state. But we've got a new botanical garden. Go ahead. 50 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably the last one. So a botanical garden get registered. We're actually registered on two different registries. So the National Registry of Botanical Gardens, as well as the Japanese Botanical Gardens. And we're actually on an international list for that one. Not so much for what we already have, but what we've designed and what's being implemented. So botanical gardens essentially need to be a source for education, for experimentation, as well as display of specific varietals. And so we have to have signage and those kind of things. And that we're doing it within practices that track all that data. So it's a research-oriented typical type space to be a botanical garden, and that's kind of what happened for this one. It's been a number of years in the making, and we're, like you noted, it's kind of a little gem, a little secret. Not too many people know we exist.
And you got a really great piece of land for it, right between an old pecan orchard and the Queen Creek Equestrian Facility.
Yeah. So it's an agritainment space. That was one of the first things we did, is we rezoned all the acreage there as agritainment, which was kind of a new classification. Fits under the similar categories like Schneff Farms or the Queen Creek Olive Mill, and to move that along. And then what we did is then bring in the botanical garden component as well as a regenerative lake. So it's a master plan. There's about 50 acres of land that have been master planned, and the garden is on about 10 acres of that. With a lake with its own water source, we have our own well, and so we're basically, it's a giant aquaponic system. So we're raising fish in the lake, and then the fish water is used to then water all the plants on site, as well as the commercial properties that are adjacent, as well as the subdivision that's adjacent to it as well. So there's a lot of big planning that had to go into the creation of this garden, but it's truly a little gem, a sacred little space to learn and grow and learn about these agriscaping type technologies, all this urban growing methods, as well as using old school stuff. We got an old mill there. It's the only fully functioning industrial age water mill there west of the Mississippi that we've got there on site. And it's got museum grade equipment. We're actually working on getting them refurbished to the point that we can even sell more of the wheat. We've got a pecan cracker and a sheller and all that stuff. So with the 3,000 pecan trees that are just north of it, we have access to a lot of that, those nuts that are able to be brought in and cracked and shelled and stuff and in that big mill.
John, you crept up to the mic like you had something you wanted to insert or ask.
No, I had no idea. This mill has really got me curious. I've got to come out and check this out one day. Yeah, that sounds like a really, really a great operation.
And something like that, Justin, you elaborate on. I mean, that's not something, like you said, that you could source locally. It's the only one west of the Mississippi. I mean, you had to go find this technology out of state.
Yeah, I mean, we had a guy hunting. He went through about 40 different old mills and barns all on the East Coast, just finding parts to put this thing together. And a lot of authentic components. We had to obviously fabricate some components in order to get it all working and get it right. Had to design a whole flume system that we custom built just to make the system work and make this beautiful little waterfall, and then how we can throttle up the water and throttle down the water from the hilltop to turn the wheel on and increase the power, and then all the wheels inside the facility and how they can turn on different machines. I mean, it's a fun learning experience, as well as it's just a fun way to recapture a little bit of the energy that's utilized in the pumping of water and moving water here and there. It's a beautiful little, I should call it a little mill. It's not a really big mill. To me, it's kind of big, but I think it's a 12.5-foot high water wheel, but beautifully placed with a little mill pond that then spills into a much larger pond. We call it our lake, our pecan lake. Nice little mill stream up at the top. And the whole mill creek at the top of the hill has actually got medicinal plants, because this is pretty much the world's first all edible botanical garden. So everything in there is edible or medicinal. It's something that has value to humanity more than just to look good. And so we've got all these medicinal plants actually integrated right into the landscape. A lot of chamomile blooming right now, a lot of other herbs, and we've got English garden. We've got a Japanese garden, a Vietnamese garden, an Italian garden that we're starting to work on. We got this beautiful Mediterranean ancient olive tree grove that we've got there in the back. So a lot of different elements that are integrated into it, as well as cultures that we have on display, as well as interaction. I mean, it's the only garden I'm aware of. You can go and actually with the gardeners can help you taste the beauty that's right there. Edible flowers. You know, we've got sugar cane that we're harvesting right now that people are able to taste as they come in and experience the garden. So a lot of fun stuff.
And I noticed you mentioned a lot of cultures in there, but I didn't hear anything about Cajun. I mean, where's the alligators?
Yeah, where is it? Man.
Well, we haven't added that part yet. The swampiness, that was a little tougher to pull off.
And where is the botanical garden located? What's the major crossroads?
Major crossroads are Riggs and Ellsworth down there in Queen Creek. You can find it online at qcgardens.org. That's the easiest place to find it. And on Google, if you just Google Queen Creek Botanical Gardens, it hits the spot right on the head. Easy to find.
Justin, thanks for spending a few minutes with us to talk about this concept of agriscaping and bring the botanical gardens to our listening audience. I know you're going into a teaching class for agriscaping here in just about 5 minutes. So again, if you go to agriscaping.com/events, you can sign up, stream it, or if you can get to the botanical gardens in the next 4 minutes, or just go visit the botanical garden, stroll around, walk, and check out this new creation right here in our own backyard. And John Eisenhower, thanks for spending a little time this morning talking citrus.
You bet. A lot of fun.